Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday Afternoons, right to the guest line, where we're going to talk to Tom E. Curran from NBC Sports Boston, who is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. How powered are we, Tom? How are we feeling?
I'm powered up. Powered up.
So let's start with the trade deadline, Tom. I'm assuming you thought we might get a couple questions, so I'll just leave it open-ended. Everything you've heard, everything you've seen, whatever, how come the Patriots ended up not adding anybody at the trade deadline?
Well, I think the reaction's been somewhat interesting, and I understand it. I think the Patriots would be disappointed if you asked them and hit them with the truth serum. You don't spend, as Mike Vrabel said, all the time that his personnel department did and work extremely hard, quote unquote, and not have anything consummated and not say, you know, I wish we were able to do something. We just spent all that time. So certainly there has to be a level of disappointment. The notion that it's okay, it's fine, hey, they need all those picks, I also think is wrongheaded. I mean, you have 11 picks right now. You have multiple sixth-round picks. You have fifth-round pick. You have fourth-round picks. 11 picks. 11 guys are not making the team. So the notion that you need to hold on to all those draft picks that I've heard pushed forward is also wrongheaded. They have depth issues. I don't disagree with them not coughing up a third-round pick for a Jalen Phillips or a Breece Hall. But I do think that a fourth for a pass rusher or a fifth for a wide receiver like Jacoby Myers would have made sense. But I also think the notion that, hey, the Patriots didn't want to upset the apple cart and they don't care and they don't believe in this team, which I've also heard pushed forward, is absolutely asinine. I mean, you can have space for both things to be true. They tried. They didn't make it happen. It's certainly disappointing to them. They might rue the fact that they didn't get it done. But you don't just do it to satiate the masses and stay out of the media crosshairs and add somebody who, in the long run, whether it's Akeem Ayers or Jonathan Casillas or Kyle Van Noy or some slappy who doesn't do a thing for you, it's not going to be that drastic. And I just named three guys who were good trade deadline ads.
Yeah, that's it was interesting. I just kind of looked at the first three Super Bowl teams. Never once did we do a midseason trade in the first three Super Bowls, but in the last three Super Bowl teams, they made multiple deals. So it's just interesting to kind of juxtaposition between the two eras, right?
But yeah, it's really interesting. Go ahead, Teddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. But I was just going to ask you. You know, you look at, you know, you wonder, like, would you know, the deal that the Colts made with the Jets, would that have made people here happy? But I'm just curious, really, at the end of the day, what do you think? What team you think in the AFC did the best at the trade deadline? The Colts, you know, obviously a couple first rounders they give up to get Sauce Gardner. The Jets, you know, just start piling up picks. You know, the Jags, I thought was interesting for a first-year head coach and GM. trading away two picks to get Jacoby, and then the Chargers made some moves to get offensive tackles. What did you think of those deals in the AFC, and did any of those deals, those trades, you think are going to really propel any of those teams forward the rest of the way?
Yeah, I think Indianapolis, obviously, to me, they gave up a lot. But to give up a lot, you must feel like this year is an important year for you in terms of how far you can go. And they said, Katie, bar the door, we're going to go get Sauce Gardner, and we're going to take a player who's got an existing contract. And I'm not saying that the Patriots would turn their nose up to Sauce Gardner or parting with a pick, but they have a corner, first of all. Again, I'm not saying that the Patriots don't have any needs. Jalen Phillips would have made sense, but that's a third-round pick. Do you want 9 games of Jalen Phillips or 8 games of Jalen Phillips, and then you don't know whether he's going to come back, or do you want a third-round pick that you can have for a few years? Again, that's not what you're asking me. Let me go back to your original question. The Colts did obviously the best. Whether that is a tipping point and sends them to deep into the postseason or to a Super Bowl win, we've seen those kinds of plays, those kinds of moves happen before. With different players who are impact players. There's no doubt Beckham, a late ad for the Rams. Mm-hmm. Was he a late season ad?
Yes.
I mean, he's one of the guys. There was a great stat that someone put out the other day that in the last 5 Super Bowls, a trade deadline acquisition has scored a touchdown, which is fascinating.
Yeah.
So it makes a difference. It will absolutely help you. And if you can see your way clear to doing it, you should do it. But I think the Patriots should have been more than depth buyers,
at least,
as opposed to frontline type player guys.
Agree, co-sign, et cetera, Tom. Regarding the game this Sunday at Brady's secondhand stomping grounds, which potential loss concerns you more for the offense? Kayshon Boutte on the outside at receiver or Ramondre as lead back?
That's a great question. Probably Stevenson in this matchup, because the Bucs are so blitz happy. They love to get after the quarterback with extra rushers, and they're very good at it. And Drake May has been as good as anybody in the league against the blitz, and the numbers bear that out. But he's also taking more sacks than most any quarterback in the league. So to me, I think you would like to have Ramondre Stevenson this week, because he's such a good blitz pickup guy, and we still have yet to see Travion Henderson have that emerge as one of the strengths that he has in his tool belt, but has not emerged in the NFL. So I think Ramondre Stevenson would be the player that I'd look at and say, it'd be nice to have him this week. Kayshon Boutte, I don't think it's going to be a long-term injury for him. I'm not saying he'll be out there on Sunday, but most likely, I don't think it's going to go on and on and on the way Gonzalez did, for instance.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston, here on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, in the wake of the trade deadline...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That they didn't add depth, it had me sort of thinking, is this a commentary on some of the depth that is there? Maybe some of the young players, a Marcus Bryant at tackle, a Swinson on the practice squad on the edge, Kyle Williams at wide receiver. Do you think those guys played into this equation? And are you hearing anything? Like, do they expect some of those guys maybe to contribute the way an addition would?
I don't think that those presences were enough to make them not shop.
Okay.
I think that there's just a prevailing opinion around the league, and even heard Kyle Shanahan articulated with the Niners, the prices were too high. Again, these guys get so married to the picks and the notion that you need all these picks and you can't part with them, that I think it's oversold, but the prices were so high that teams were reluctant to make moves. I can't imagine that they envision many of those players being able to step up and give commensurate ability to somebody that you could have gotten from another team, like in the names that you mentioned, Swinson or Marcus Bryant. So to me, I think those are separate conversations. I don't think the Patriots should be comfortable with their depth. And if they are, they've seen something that I haven't. Kyle Williams might be a good player at some point, but as the training camp and preseason rolled along, I became less and less willing to say he was going to make an impact this year. And I think that as we see him get on the field, it's hard to see him making an impact. I don't know what it is, whether it's just a same page situation, a reps situation, but I don't think he's distinguished himself as a dependable receiver that you're going to bang the ball to with five targets on any given Sunday, never mind be a starting receiver. Are you going to put him out there, throw it to him five times, he's going to catch 3 for 30 yards? That's a low bar. I think that you would set off the confetti cannons if you saw him have that kind of day.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. TC, this is a big game. Obviously, maybe the biggest test they've had since playing the Buffalo Bills. And I'm just curious what you think. You know, how big is this game from a status point of view or expectation point of view? What would it mean for this franchise to Drake and Mike to win this game against a very good Tampa Bay Buccaneers team? How would this, if they were able to pull this win off, how would this propel them into the kind of mainstream consciousness of best teams in the NFL?
Yeah, I think this is the best game on the slate this weekend. I spoke to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk this morning. He wanted to talk Patriots Bucks, so he called me to discuss that nationally. And I'm like, this is the best game, really? He said, yeah, best matchup. And that's where the Patriots are. They're the most interesting matchup, two teams with the best records, interconference game. If the Patriots, and I've loved the way that their schedule has kind of developed for them, just the different challenges they've gotten and the tempo of it. I'm sure they would have liked to have had a bye or the 10-day break after a Thursday night game. By now, they haven't gotten it. But you had a ramp up to the Buffalo game, and then after the Buffalo game, which was preceded by a fairly quote-unquote easy game against Carolina, you had another number of games against teams that weren't that good. Now you're ramping up again. You've played road games. You've played out-of-conference games. You've now gotten to a point where you have a chance to play a team that's very good defensively, that has only lost, I believe, to the Lions and the Eagles. So it's a great checkpoint game for the Patriots, I think. And I don't think that this is a moral victory game, right, Ted?
No.
You know, there's sometimes you say, keep it close. Oh, they lost 23-20, but it's good to see they can hang. We know they can hang. There's no doubt about that. They've separated themselves. Now the question should be, can you win on the road against the playoff team? And if you can, that really propels, I think, them and, as you mentioned, the national consciousness.
So right now, Tom, you got the Patriots tied with the Colts and the Denver Broncos for top seed in the AFC. I think a lot of us feel like the Pats could and should be in it all the way. Same with the Colts as well, especially after they chose chaos and traded for Sauce Gardner. But if there were another team in the AFC that you were to have your eye on as a, you know what, I'd watch out for these guys, who would that team be?
Denver. You know, I think Denver is... Are you including them in that question? I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I just went Colts and Pat, so if you want to say Denver, please.
Yeah, Denver. I think Denver is incredibly underrated. I think they're probably better than the Patriots. They were a playoff team last year. They have a quarterback coach combo that is incredibly well accomplished so far in the time that Bo Nix has been in the league. They protect better than any team in the league in terms of their quarterback. They get after the quarterback better than any team in the league. They've had all manner of different kinds of games that they've had to come back and win, that they've won convincingly, that they've been on the road to win. So I think Denver is 100% overlooked.
Tom, can I get
a... that would be oh, the...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Can I get a quick prediction for Sunday before we let you go?
Oh, we got a scoop? yeah, 1917
Bucks. 1917
Bucks.
I like the score more than I like the result. We'll talk to you next week.
Whoa, that was quick.
Just
bye.
Like that, man. Screw see you, bye.
Tom. When you're having a good time, time flies, right?
Of course. It's like... Like the deed is done, and it's like, all right, time to go. Bye bye.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah, I'm getting
turn the lights off when you leave.
Stiz is giving me hand signals and telling me we got Razor at the top of the hour. Yeah.
Stop
we got
it!
A lot you, going
you're
on.
Trying to get to the barbecue,
we
oh, got a,
and
it.
I do have some barbecue that I need to get to. Thanks to our friends at the smoke shop, we'll talk about that when I get back, and we'll talk about Tom Curran and this game. Is this a game that's going to put the Patriots on the national map? He seems surprised that this is the best game in the NFL this week. That's next, along with some barbecue here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.